Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call Ed, who's got this fabulous trip to Alaska planned for a long time. Ooh. I mean, it was hard to get this arranged, went into a lottery to even get picked. He's all set to go, or so he thought.
Ed?
Hi, Ed. This is Doug Harris with Airlines in Reservations. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry to bother you at work there, but we're having to call a number of people because we've got some rescheduling on a number of flights that we have to do.
Okay.
Yours is flight 818.
Yeah, from Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, that flight has been changed. The bad news is we're going to have to move you into an entirely different day.
Oh, no. No, see, I got to catch a flight Friday morning out to Katmai National Park.
We cannot get you on that flight until either the 15th or the 16th.
Oh, no.
Well, my hands are tied on that. I mean...
What time can you get me out on the 15th?
8 p.m.
At night?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, I... No. No, see, I got to catch my next flight like at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon.
I will also be willing to give you two drink coupons. I'm sure...
I spent $4,000 on this vacation, and you just now totally just... me up.
If we could just watch the language a little bit. I'm trying to work with you here.
Is there any way I can just change my whole total flight?
No, I'm, you know, we've been doing that with everybody. We've just run out of options. So do you want me to go ahead and book you there for the
16th? No, because I'm not at the house right now. I don't have any of my information.
You know, maybe if you weren't so demanding, we could help accommodate
you. No, that's not it. You don't understand. These. I've got two other flights to take out that Friday.
Look, I'm in the airline industry. I understand all about connecting flights,
Oh,
okay?
No, I understand that.
Don't
I apologize.
You know, all right.
You got me in a pinch now, and,
maybe I can help you out here. I've got a brother who's in Anchorage, and he's got a boat. He's a whaler, and maybe you could hitch a ride with him. He could take you up the coast.
How about the day before?
The day before? You want to get on the whale boat then, the day before?
No, a flight the day before.
No.
To Anchorage.
No can do. Look, forget about that other part of your trip. Just go out on the whale boat with my brother.
No,
listen.
You don't understand.
He's half Indian, and so he gets to harpoon whales all he wants. As many as he wants. You guys just go out there. Did you ever spear a whale? Just cruise out there. And
I listened to you guys this morning.
Just hit you, huh?
Just throw a spear in a whale and hang on, baby.
I listened to you guys for the last 3 years. You know that?
Wow. Here we are. Happy birthday. Your wife, your wife Teresa and your daughter Christy wanted us to call you.
Old Dean and Raj show coming up. Raj's wild pitch at the bottom of the hour. Are you doing the brawl that we heard earlier?
Yeah, why not?
This is that rivalry. I remember that rivalry too, the Raider Bronco rivalry. And remember,
we were part of it when way back in the day when we were in Denver, and we
helped inflame it.
Yes. Are we going to relive this?
We don't have to. I know it's kind of a
very
story,
poor taste in the heat of passion between these cities that so hated each other on the football field. There was a running back, I want to say his name was McCallum, who former Navy guy, running back for the Raiders, who had a gruesome leg break injury on TV in a game.
It's horrible, one of those horrible things when you see the replay it's
right.
Stomach churning.
And we would have these rallies on like the Friday before the game on the weekend. We'd do a live show, and people would show up at the party. And rather than everyone take a sledgehammer to a car or something as cliche as that.
Which we also did.
We did that once, too. But we decided to show on a continuous loop on a screen this injury to this player of the Raiders.
On a big screen.
On a big screen for everyone to enjoy. And we ended up getting a call then, or... doing an interview with one of the Raiders brass, not Al Davis, but his henchman right under him. I've forgotten that guy's name.
It's like Al.
I was a different dude, and he was, you know, because everyone who worked for Al Davis sounded like they were from the mob.
The Campanis or something?
He's like, are you the guys that showed the leg around? Screw you, he says, and he hangs up on us.
Go to hell.
Go to hell and hangs up on us on the air. I don't blame him now. In retrospect, it was in poor taste.
Come on, Rog. These don't let it die. We wrote songs about it, remember? Which, by the way, I've never thrown away.
Evidently. Hey, you know, the Oilers had great rivalries with the Raiders, too, so it works.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's all in harmless, good-natured fun.
From the day I was born, I've hated their guts. I'm talking the Raiders and their silver and black butts. Their stands are full of mutant spectators. And you can just call me a Raider hater.
We don't necessarily hate them here.
Well, back when it was Love You Blue and we had the rivalry with them, you know, and Bum Phillips, it was a big deal with them. And
their fans are all punks.
Pittsburgh.
The thought of the Raiders makes me want to blow chunks.
But they just kind of became irrelevant, and so did the Oilers. And,
yeah, I don't let this die.
No.
Why let it go away?
Get Deshaun Watson back next year, and then let's crank it up.
Let's crank it up.
Bring it on.
But anyway, that'll be the top of this brawl that happened between the Raiders and the Broncos. Some great audio from that at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, let's take a phone call. Hello.
Who the hell's this?
Hello, Dean Roy. And Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yes.
The turkeys of Texas.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all are like turkeys. Low IQ, extra large breast. Speaking of food, you see that dozens of frozen pigs were all across the freeway out in L.A. the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess a truck carrying them collided with another one.
Uh-huh.
And the one truck driver was arrested. He was charged with hogging the road.
Hogging the road.
Singer! Hey, don't make me come down there and taser your ass. You know, Roy Jr. got tasered once.
Who tasered Roy Jr.?
Well, he did it to himself. Big dummy. He thought it was his Norelco. And go, what? No, come on, Efto. We got to go.
Now what?
Me and Ethel need to do some shopping, but she won't leave the trailer house.
Why?
Well, she used too much of that fake tan spray, and now she's afraid Madonna will kidnap her. Later!
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Raiders and Broncos had a score to settle Sunday. If you remember last year, Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree got into it when Talib ripped the chain off the neck of Crabtree. So, you knew it was just a matter of time before the two would lock up on the field. And guess what? Talib ripped off his chain again.
Oh, we have a fight on the other side. Helmets being thrown. Talib grabbed it off. Referee is down and look at holding on to his ribs. Oh, and a swing right there.
This is crazy because now you're going to get ejected from the game. I mean, this is just selfish.
The ref is down, Dean. Send in backup. Here's the question. Why does Crabtree keep wearing a chain to the Broncos game? That's today's Wild Pitch.
Hey, I found the Seinfeld clip, Susie.
You did?
This is about the massage parlor story, this nationwide chain where like hundreds of women have come forward to say that they were inappropriately massaged, and which is a frightening scenario to be in. It's not funny necessarily, but it did remind us of a funny Seinfeld that involved George. Who had...
gone and gotten a massage and felt he was inappropriately touched.
Well... not so much, but it was from a man, and it's the
made him uncomfortable.
And then he had a reaction, he felt.
Since he got about 2 inches from it.
He was touching and rubbing. That's a massage. And then I took my pants off.
You took your pants off?
For my hamstring.
Oh.
He got about 2 inches from there.
Really?
I think it moved.
Moved?
It may have moved. I don't know.
Sure, it didn't move.
It moved. It was imperceptible, but I felt it.
Maybe it just wanted to change positions, you know. Shift to the other side.
No, no. It wasn't a shift. I've shifted. This was a move.
Okay, so what if it moved?
That's the sign. The test if a man makes it move.
That's not the test. Contact is the test. If it moves, as a result of contact.
You think it's contact? It has to be touched.
That's what a gym teacher once told me.
Wow. Probably inappropriate to run that. It's 7:50 right now, so let's give away these tickets. If you want to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, it's at the Toyota Center on December 21st. We'll take the 12th caller, 713-343-1075.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.